The announcement of 140 new jobs and 50 retained jobs at Cole Taylor Mortgage, an investment in Wilmington of $3.4 million, is good news, says Governor John Kasich. Even though there's talk, the company could be sold to a private equity firm.
Small banks have a tendency to be bought, and sometimes you never know what's going to happen whenever the final decisions are made.
Jobs Ohio CEO John Miner made the announcement, but there wasn't much mention of the privatized job-creating entity that critics say is not transparent and should be investigated for potential conflicts of interest among its board members. Kasich says that criticism is unfounded and partisan.
Most of the complaining is, you know, it's political and it's just and brought to us by a lot of people who left us in a real mess when we came in.
Jobs Ohio is exempt from state ethics laws and is self-policing. Kasich says Jobs Ohio is subject to public audits, but not by the state auditor. Its finances are reviewed by a private auditor selected by Jobs Ohio. Kasich says the Cole Taylor Mortgage announcement brings the total of created and retained jobs in Wilmington in the last 8 months to more than 1,100.
Another good news story down here in Wilmington, but a long way yet to go.
That includes 85 jobs at the deck and fence company TimberTech. The company is closing its Columbus factory and moving jobs to Wilmington with the help of a state tax credit. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.